What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I think he's healthy, stronger than he's ever been. This guy's a highly touted player, you know, and the narrative that has been pushed by some in this circle, and the words that get used are just insulting. But the guy busts his butt, and he's a hell of a player, and I expect him to have a great year.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Harbaugh with praises of David Ojabo. You're shaking your head no, Jeremy. Are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking?
Go ahead. I'll tell you if it's the same thing I'm thinking.
The narrative. We're not pushing any narrative. The guy got drafted in what year did he get drafted? 2022.
Mm-hmm.
He's played in a total of 18 games since 20. That's not pushing a narrative. That's facts.
The guy's, even if Harbaugh's not telling you, he's on the bubble. There's no narrative to push here. You have a logjam. You have one of the best rosters in football, and you're going to have to make some tough decisions. And what have we said? Well, Vinny come in later and obviously talk about it, but when he brought up Ojabo, it's like he's got to show you something. We've seen some flashes here. But again, is he going to play? Like, how much special teams? Is he going to play? Is he even going to be involved in the pass rush at some point? Or is it just another able body in case you need him? I don't know.
But what words are used that are offensive? What words are offensive?
He just
on the bubble, not available. He played 13 games last year. I give him credit for that. But the guys you said, Jeremy, he played 17 in 1 year. He's played 18 in three. He has four total sacks for a guy. Wasn't he drafted for his ability to get to the quarterback?
Yes.
He has four total sacks.
And remember, he was supposed to be a top 10 pick, but because of the injury.
The injury. And listen, everybody knows that. But that's part of the scenario, isn't it? That's part of the diagnosis with him.
Of course.
If he can stay healthy on the field, if he can produce, he could be a phenomenal player. But there's no one pulling against David Ojabo.
No.
I want David Ojabo to be back to where he was at Michigan, because if he is – phenomenal. But we just haven't seen that guy yet.
Yeah, and again, like, it's not a – I don't think anybody's here knocking him. We'd like to see him succeed. We'd like to see him force his way onto the team because he's doing something. You just don't have enough evidence, data, whatever you want to call it. We just haven't seen it. We haven't seen, you know, him play at a high level when he's been out there. And then on top of it, we haven't seen him out there that much.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Harbs, if it's insulting, why has he started one game since he's been here? Don't insult them. Start them.
I mean, it feels like some of the coaches in this league and some of the teams try to find something. Like, remember when the Chiefs told you nobody believed they could win it? What? When? On the second or the third one? Which one was it?
The Patriots had that too.
Yeah.
Nobody believed in us.
What are you talking? Nobody believed in you. What are you talking about? You had more people pick you than anyone else.
Even the day that you went to the Super Bowl, all the announcers picked you. Everybody on the panel picked you.
Stupid.
I had no idea who didn't pick. Who are these people? Who are these idiots? 410-583-1057. I hope Ojabo, if he can step it up, get healthy, get back to what he once was, I think he's a sensational football player. I do. I like him. He's a likable guy, too.
So far, he's been a sensational college football player.
Exactly.
And again, he would have been a top 10 pick more than likely.
He's only 25.
Had he not had the injury.
He's only 25. His final year in Michigan, his junior year, due to 11 sacks and 5 forced fumbles.
And Rob, he's a talented player. So
6'5", 255.
If he doesn't wind up 6'4" on this Ravens now. Roster, somebody else is going to pick him up and kick the tires on him.
It's funny how he shrunk from 1 year from college to the NFL. I looked at his college stats, it says 6'5". I looked at his NFL stats, it says 6'4".
I'll trust the NFL.
So the injury, lost an inch?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I can't.
It was a leg injury, wasn't
pause.
It?
I can't afford that.
That's why I said pause. He's taken in the second round, number 45 overall. He's a freak of an athlete. And again, he's only 25 years old. He'll be 25 the entire season, not 26 until next May. Mm. He's still young, could turn it around, but I hope he turns it around here because I want to see David Ajabo do what David Ajabo can do. And like you said, right now he's only done it in the college level, and he did that for 1 year.
And so to be fair to like Harbaugh and the coaching staff, you guys get to see him on an everyday basis, so you know if the media is being fair to him or not. And it may be a simple fact of, as you pointed out, not a lot of games, not a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, what you want
to be out there?
What you want me to say about him? What you want me to say about him?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You think he's just building them up?
Buttercup?
Just in the sense of, oh, like, look, I got my guys back. Like, because I think there's some players that hear what he says, and it's like, oh, well, like, the rest of the world doesn't believe me, but I got my coach, so that's fine.
He said, worst of all, you never call baby when you say you will. But I need you.
I'm back, Rob. Jeremy, okay. What are you talking about, man?
You said build me up, and I said buttercup, and I started singing the song.
I hear you. If there are players that listen to him, it would be this guy right here, a guy like that. A guy who is underachieved, who knows what he's capable of. He doesn't need to build Lamar Jackson. Now, that's good. That's a good observation, Joe, because there's certain guys who need you to have that us-against-the-world mentality for them to run through that brick wall for you. There's certain guys who don't need that. He doesn't need to do that for Derrick Henry. He doesn't need to do that for Lamar Jackson. He doesn't need to do that for Zay Flowers. Those guys don't need John Harbaugh to wave the pom-poms for him. But you're right. David Ajabo is the type of player who probably does, because maybe he's not feeling that great about himself because he has not achieved.
Yeah. Or also maybe he's got that chip on his shoulder and feels like he hadn't been given the right opportunity. You know.
Yeah, you have to. You played 13 games last year. You give an opportunity. He played 13.
I'm just saying, like, again.
He can feel that way. I'm not saying he doesn't feel that way, but if he said that to me, I would say, dude, you played 13 games.
But how many reps did he get in the 13 games? You know, like, that's the.
Earn your reps.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, I could.
He was a healthy scratch a few times last year, I think.
He was.
Yeah, the first, from like beginning of October through mid-November.
Is there a position in college?
Reverse cowgirl.
That goes.
Sorry.
I'm fire right now, man.
Is there a position in college that goes from unknown to drafted in 1 year or as quickly as pass rusher? Guys go from who's that to they have a great year to they get drafted.
Running back, maybe?
They don't get drafted high.
It's true.
These
anymore.
Guys get drafted first, second round.
The only other thing I would say there, and it's a little bit unfair, would be quarterback.
And you're right. And that was my next point. What are the two most important positions on the field?
depending on how you feel, it's why I've said this. The guys that get paid are the guys that touch the quarterback and touch the ball.
Quarterbacks and those who can stop the quarterback. All right? If David Ajabo was producing in practice, would he be a healthy stretch?
No.
If David Ajabo was producing on those snaps that I gave him on the field, would he get more snaps?
Yes.
So if David Ajabo is complaining about opportunities, he's not creating his own opportunities.
Okay.
Because he plays in a position that if you do a little bit, I want to see you do more. Oh, he got to the quarterback? I mean, I'm telling you, man, quarterbacks and pass rushers, one great year in college, you're a first-round draft pick.
You keep bringing up sacks, but what about touches and hurries? How many times he touched somebody?
Don't forget the other sack, the other stat that I created. For
what?
Flustered.
Oh, flustered.
He flustered the quarterback.
Oh, man. He had seven flusters this year.
They'll create more. The quarterback's going to have to wear meters. How many steps did he make the quarterback take? It's the most ridiculous thing, man. He had pressures. These quarterbacks don't get pressure. I don't want – forget about Lamar. I don't want Josh Allen out of the pocket. I don't want Kyler Murray out of the pocket. I don't want Joe Burrow out of the pocket. I don't want any of these guys out of the pocket.
They're dangerous.
So that stat should go out the window. It doesn't matter. It's the dumbest stat ever.
That's why I like hurried. Because when you get hurried, you make mistakes.
True. You That's know? Probably more than – rush them out of the pocket. Stop, man.
Don't you touch him. QB touches. Christian Wilkins said, yes, please.
Tag.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.